Alaska Governor Sean Parnell has appointed a longtime member of the Juneau School Board as the first ever director of rural education for the state of Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The appointment of Phyllis Carlson as the director of rural education was announced during the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage. Carlson says the new job will be a big challenge, but she's excited about the opportunity to focus on rural education.
This is a new position. The state hasn't done this before, and so the main responsibilities I'll have are to be a liaison to the communities, and I think the whole idea is to improve academic success for, of course, our students, first of all, but, just to improve educational success for our state as well.
Phyllis Carlson is a lifelong Alaskan who was born in Kodiak and raised in Chignik. She says the main challenge is to make the public education system relevant to rural students.
You know, we do have technology that I think is going to be very useful in terms of the distance pieces. I think those pieces we can address, but more importantly, we need to have community involvement in the curriculums and the connection to our students.
Carlson says one of her main goals is to help school districts reach their mandated benchmarks for student performance, which she claims goes beyond just getting students ready to take tests.
We can't keep doing the same old thing, which is, I think, something that we've been trying to do, kind of approaches in the same way. So I think this position will be looking at some educational reforms, and in order to do that, we'll have to have community involvement.
Carlson will begin her duties in late November, and she'll be based in Juneau. She'll report to the Commissioner of the Department of Education and Early Development, and it's anticipated that she'll work with the governor's rural advisor. Carlson has lots of experience working on rural issues, including working with the Rural Systemic Initiative of the Alaska Federation of Natives. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.